Good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. I am a talk show host, TV personality, coach, author, speaker. I publish a magazine, and I am the founder of Nothing But Good News, New World Media. I am also the originator of the Vision Program, specializing in developing sustainable, long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. I personally have a strong desire to effect real change because I myself rose from a life of meager existence as a single parent to a life of bounty and joy. I want you to know that I'm also a cast member of the movie The Journey that was released last December, starring Brian Tracy, Bob Proctor, Ridgely Goldsboro, Dr. Joe Rubino, Dawn Melinda Boyle, and a host of others. I'm also very happy to tell you that I am also a cast member and now a producer of the sequel, Embrace the Journey, that will be out later this year. And we can talk some more about that. But a little bit about this radio show. You know, in this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News, New World Media. The principles that you will hear here are based on you living your remarkable life, which truly is the foundation for the magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, the movies, all the work that gets produced through this company and that you hear online through the airwaves and everywhere it's presented. I want you to know that I personally am dedicated to bringing high-quality information to you, the public, through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. What I'd like to do is I'd like to take a moment and I would share with you today's G-note. Well, what is a G-note? A G-note is a daily gift to guide you to greatness that we drop in your email box every single day. We have sent out over 200 consecutive G-notes. And so with that, what that is a little note of inspiration, just a little way to help you stay focused every day. And today's G-note simply says, "Dear friend, it is our beliefs that bring our dreams to light." And, you know, isn't that the truth? It's the way that we believe, it's what we focus on that helps to create those things that we want in our life. You know, most folks know me, and they know that I teach a program that's called the Vision Program. I've been studying these principles for 35 years and teaching them in one way or another for the last 15. I've also been utilizing them, and it's what I took in my life to help me create the things that I truly, truly wanted to create in my life. And so it's so important to have a personal vision. But it's not just having the personal vision that's
you're
the piece.
Hear Candy G in the background, everybody. But we'll talk
And we're right there, and I think we may be hearing our guest on the line. I'm on here talking about a vision, and what's very exciting is we've got a very interesting thing that we're doing today. I am being interviewed on my radio show by Doug Evans, and we're going to let Doug come on and tell you a little bit about who he is. But Doug also hosts a radio show, so he's going to be interviewing me on his show. Oh, yeah, we're on my show. Oh, it's all so confusing, but it's so exciting. So I'd like to welcome Doug Evans to Nothing But Good News Radio, or welcome myself to his show.
Well, I think, Candy, it's a little of both, and welcome to Missing Power Radio here, too. We've already kind of gave a real brief introduction to our listeners, but I'm excited of being on your show, and by the same token, seeing if we can make all this modern technology work for us.
I think this may be a first.
Well, great. Well, thanks for letting me on the show today so we can interview you. And we already told everybody, I know your listeners know it, but we already let everybody know that, you know, you're a talk show host and a TV personality, coach, speaker, all that exciting stuff. Very shy. We did share that. And we really told everybody that we want to talk to you today, especially about vision. And I think I overheard you already were talking about that.
Yeah, I was talking about a little bit about the extraordinary power of vision. It's true.
And I also told everybody that at age 29, you already have 35 years of experience.
It's true. You figured that out? That's true. Hey, listen.
I did indeed.
I'm proud of the years. And I'm proud of the experience. I'm proud of all of it.
I don't blame you. Well, are you ready for me to ask you about 4,000 questions in 10 minutes?
I am absolutely ready to do this, and I want you to know, because we are doing this at the simultaneously, I'm going to let you know that we're 3 minutes to my commercial break, so I'm going to let you know just before we go.
All right. Well, that's good. Well, we'll get started right after the commercial break with maybe talking a little bit about vision, but why don't you use that 3 minutes to maybe tell my listeners a little bit about your story and how you got started on this path of personal development and training and teaching everybody.
Well, I will tell you two different things. The path started very early. I grew up in a very dysfunctional environment, and I was kind of asked to leave when I was 17. I was out on my own at a very young age, trying to figure out how to take care of myself. I had no one to mentor me into adulthood. And I was living in Pennsylvania at the time, and I moved to South Florida, where I remain today. And I was going to live my life. I was going to find all those things that we all want. I was going to find happiness and relationships and love and all of that. And what I found instead was a whole lot of hard and a whole lot of heartache. So what I started doing was studying folks that were successful. And I studied everything from religions, alternate religions, to effectiveness gurus, motivational folks, successful folks, anybody that I could get my hands on so that I could mentor myself into adulthood. And it became an absolute passionate study of my life. It is so what my life has become about. And in all these different places where I was studying all these things, there were certain universal truths that kept showing up for me. And as I learned those and I integrated them and I learned how to have them become part of my own life, I utilized them so that I could step out and create the life that I've wanted. And by golly, Doug, that's exactly what happened. Hey, you hear that music? What that means is we're going to head off to a commercial break here on my show, but we'll still be on your show. We'll be right back in 2 minutes to talk about this wonderful vision thing.
Do you need to ship food, personal effects, or relief goods to your loved ones in Haiti? Call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet offers schedule all cargo service to Haiti. There are no restrictions on weight or size. Track your shipment online and be ensured that your shipment will arrive in Haiti on the next available flight. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Hey, welcome back. This is Candy G, and this is Nothing But Good News Radio. And Doug, take it away.
We're waiting, and we even had our listeners find out a little bit about your now boarding book. So We'll get into some of those great things you have out there a little bit later, too, but that was good information.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. And so if you want me to continue my story, is what I did is I took all this information that I had learned and I applied it. And what I did is I built a sales team to the top 4% in the world. I have defined, designed, and created every aspect of my life. And for those aspects that weren't working, I recreated until I can truly say that all of those bits and pieces and parts of my life, the way that I want them, they're there. Does it mean I don't work hard? Absolutely not. I work hard doing what I love, but I'm in a life that I love that I created.
Well, that's great. Now, I know a lot of people have influenced you over the years, Candy, and I know one in particular that you have a special relationship with is Les Brown. So why don't you maybe touch on some of those special people and just touch on what Les has meant to you over the years.
What's fascinating is when I took this information and utilized it and recognized that I had something more, I had something that was formattable and it was teachable and that I could make a difference in the lives of folks, just like I needed somebody to teach me what to do to make the differences that I wanted to make in my own life, I just became passionate about stepping out and becoming a speaker. And Les Brown has always been, without a doubt, my favorite speaker. I've seen him at events many, 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 many times. And I was determined that when I became a speaker, that I was going to speak with the likes of Les Brown and some of those big boys out there playing, which I can now very happily say that is exactly what I do. And the really funny story about Les is I made a determination that I was going to meet him, that we were going to work together. It was part of what I wanted. It was part of what I believed was in my future in my life. And quite a few years ago, when my daughter was quite young, it was her birthday, and I was going to hire an Elvis impersonator to come to her birthday party because she was then a huge Elvis fan and today, as a junior in college, remains a huge Elvis fan. But I called some local entertainment folks, and I got some guy on the phone who was a comedian, and he was joking around with me on the phone, and he said to me, what do you do? You know, like in his best Rodney Dangerfield voice, he said, hey, doll, what's your day job? And instead of saying that I was a salesperson of luxury real estate, which I was at the time, I knew I was moving into the speaking industry, I said, I'm a motivational speaker and an author, because there is this incredible principle of as if, which is imagining it as if it's already come to pass. And I had imagined myself being on stage with Les Brown so many times. It was in my mind as real as if I'm talking to you now. And so I'm talking to this guy and telling him I'm a motivational speaker and an author. And he said, hold on, there's somebody I want you to talk to. So he three-wayed me to a gentleman who, as it turns out, is a motivational speaker and was a friend of his. We chatted for 20 minutes. And this gentleman said to me, because I love your take on life. I'm doing an event in 2 days. I'll change my entire program if you will share the platform with me. And I said, of course I will. And I went and I did, and it was an amazing program. And 60 days later, he introduced me to the incredible Les Brown, who more than a decade later remains a grand friend and a mentor. So I was looking for Elvis, and I got Les Brown. And some of the things I've learned from Les, I've learned how to command the stage, deliver a story. Some of the most amazing things that I have learned as a speaker and a presenter came directly from the extraordinary Les Brown.
Wow, that's quite a story. Looking for Elvis and find Les Brown. I don't think there's many people who can claim they have had that exact experience.
I think not.
Well, good. Well, you know, I also know you kind of talked talked a little bit of being involved with some of these other favorite speakers of yours and some of your mentors. Can you touch real briefly, because I know something I really enjoyed that you were involved with lately was your movie, The Journey. Can you talk about that just for a minute?
Oh, so exciting. I love the film work. And what's interesting, Doug, about all of the things that have been unfolding in my life, it's all been unfolding through the desire, the intention, and the vision to open up additional avenues to share a message of real hope and real change. My vision, my goal, my belief is that I will only be working with people that are of the same heart and mind, meaning I do what I do to make a difference first. That is absolutely on the top of my list. And with that being what I hold as my truth, my belief, and my intention, it's extraordinary. I received a phone call 2 years ago from an amazing person who has also become a grand friend, now business partner, Don Boyer, who is he's working on his fourth film, and he's published close to 20 books, and he's been in this industry for 30 years. He's a remarkable, remarkable man, and called up and said, I want you to be part of this movie that we're doing, and he's explaining what he's doing. You know, it's a real-life teaching movie, and it's starring folks like Brian Tracy and Bob Proctor and Dr. Joe Rubino and Ridgely Goldsboro and just a host of really amazing, remarkable folks. And so I went and did the filming, became part of the project, garnered a relationship, and I was asked to come back as not only in front of the camera, but also with creative input. I'm officially a producer on this film. And with some other great folks also, Brian Tracy and Bob Proctor. But I'm very happy to say that Les is part of this film. The dynamic and amazing Dee Wallace. Now, folks that are into personal development may say, who's Dee Wallace? I say, go pull out your copy of E.T. She's the mother in the movie E.T. She is Hollywood royalty. She's been in 140 Hollywood films, every conceivable series there is. She's a remarkable woman, but also she does a lot of amazing real-life teaching types of things today. I would encourage everyone to go Google Dee Wallace and look at her I Am Dee Wallace website and some of the amazing things that she's doing. Bill Walsh. I recently met Bill Walsh, so impressed by what he has to share, who he is, and what he has to give. I mean, the list goes on and on. Dr. Stan Harris. And so I've had the opportunity to work with, be influenced by, commune with some of the greatest speaking minds, life changers, strategists in the world today.
Yeah, it was great. I really enjoyed it, and you know, I got a personal kick out of it, Candy, because you and I had talked a while back of one of the common friends that we have is Vic Johnson, and lo and behold, in the movie, I think you're sitting side by side with Vic in a good two or three different opportunities.
Right, Vic and I do our segments together, and. The premise of the movie is a gentleman whose life he was having a very tough time. His name is Jonathan. And Jonathan's grandfather, played by Brian Tracy, passed away. And his grandfather was always the person that he would go to for insight. And when his grandfather passed away, he went to his attic and found 12 letters from his grandfather. And so Brian Tracy appears in ghostly form, which doesn't look so ghostly, but that was the idea of the movie, and shares these principles. And with each principle, experts appear. And I was very excited that they had Vic and I did our segments together, and we opened up all of the segments with the letters, and also we were the last ones on camera as all of the segments with the letters. So it was pretty exciting stuff. Can't you tell?
Well, I encourage your listeners and my listeners to stop by your website and pick up a copy of that. I think it's a must for everybody, and I think it's a great lesson not only for the adults, but maybe if you have some teenagers in the house, just to kind of give them some real nice thoughts and some real nice guidance.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, and I do too. And what I know about this film, The Journey, it is so content rich. There is so much amazing content. You could watch this over and over, and there's so many nuggets in there from so many folks. These aren't just folks just making a movie to be in front of the camera. These are folks that have made it, that are successful, and that they care about the folks that are listening to this film. And that's what was really exciting to me and continues to be exciting about this next project. I mean, it's like I said earlier, that the position I hold in my life now is I want to work with folks that are like-minded and that have the same intention, have the same goals, have the same vision and same drive for what I want in life. And what I want is to see everyone be able to tap into information, not just information, but systems and tools where folks can begin to make the kind of changes that they want to make in their own lives.
Well, and that's going to segue right into the power of vision, which I really want to talk about today, and that's kind of what I promised my listeners. But just before we go in there, I guess I have to pay you my one compliment I think you authored this, but it's an expression I've heard you use many times, and it's one that hangs around my office here, and one that I really enjoy. And I don't know how often you share it on the air, but I really, Candy, appreciate when I hear you say, have more, do more, and be more. To me, those are really, really powerful words.
And, you know, and I appreciate that. And I think it's first giving folks permission that you can have more. And it's not all about the having, but you can do more. And you can you can so much be more, and learning how to be who you are meant to be and who you want to be. There are ways that you can tap into that in this life. I don't care who you are or where you are at this point in time, but you can make those changes so that you can have more, do more, and be more.
Great, great. Well, let's get into the power of vision. I know you talk about vision is so important. It starts with vision to live the extraordinary life that a lot of people kind of hope and dream and wish they want to do, and the vision is part of, I think, at least part of it is dreeming, and then you move into actually having a direction.
Doug, I didn't mean to cut you off. I didn't mean to cut you off, but you hear that music? I don't know if you can hear it.
I hear that music.
They're going to send us off to break right now. We're going to come back and talk about vision. We'll be right back.
All right, sounds good.
AmeriJet, your best choice for shipping personal and commercial goods to the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. With daily all-cargo service to more destinations than any other carrier, AmeriJet provides the services you need. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. All-cargo services to Trinidad, Barbados, Haiti, Dominican Republic, Mexico, Guyana, and Jamaica. 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website, amerijet.com.
Now boarding, next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Candy G.
We look at all. Candy G. We look at all. Candy G.
Business, your host, Candy G, and this is Nothing But Good News Radio, and we have been hijacked, in essence, by Doug Evans. Doug, I'm so happy you're here with us today. This is fun, don't you think?
I think it is, Candy. Thank you. It's great. And let me just preface in, seeing we are joining up programs here today, that I want to remind my listeners that we are interviewing Candy G, and she's all the way down in South Florida in Miami, if I'm right. Am I not?
Exactly right. Yes, we broadcast out of Miami. That's right.
Broadcasting right out of Miami, and you know, we've heard a little of the promos for Candy, but real quick, I know you can get a whole lot more information about Candy and her products by going to one of her many websites, and that is CandyG.com, and that's CandyG.com. So, Candy, we were talking about vision just before we snuck away to commercial break, and I think just to recap a little bit, I know that's where you really think a tremendous amount of power lies, and is kind of the starting point of really of people finding their dreams, of accomplishing their goals, and kind of having a direction on life. So I'll let you take it from there, but I just know how important I think I feel it is, and I know you feel it is.
You know, it's very true. And what I will tell you is that I've been studying this for a very long time, as you know, and I've been teaching it also for a very long time. I do a lot of work in the corporate arena, do a lot of work personally. And we've taken companies and taught them how to have a vision, and we've brought companies back from bankruptcy. We've taken folks that were at the place where I was. I mean, I was a broke, homeless, single mother, the extraordinary power of a vision. But there's so much that goes into that. And the caveat that I want to get before I start talking about the power of a vision is really understanding that everything or anything that you want to create really requires that you have real faith and belief in yourself. And you can build faith and belief, and a lot of those things are taught inside what I teach. Uncovering that vision, finding your vision. Yes, it is about that dream, what it is you want. But also, it requires, that vision piece also requires hard work, real determination, and real dedication. So the caveat that I want to say is there's some other components that are really, really, really involved. And you may have heard, you know, there's a very famous saying that comes out of my favorite book that says, without a vision, the people perish. And so how do you define your vision? How do you get it? And what I want to do is I want to go to this thing called the extraordinary power of your imagination. There is such power in the ability to form mental images of something, and something that cannot be perceived through your senses. And so your imagination is the ability for your mind to build real mental scenes, objects, or events that are not present or that don't exist. Like I mentioned earlier, being able to sit and image myself being on stage with the extraordinary, extraordinary Les Brown. Some folks might call it daydreaming, but when you can direct this thing called imagination and the power of vision, there's extraordinary things really, really that do happen. And everyone possesses imagination on some level. And imagination really makes it possible to experience a whole world inside your mind. And so you can imagine sounds, tastes, smells, a physical sensation, a feeling, an emotion. And so learning to train yourself in the extraordinary power of the imagination can help you become the creator of your own circumstances and your own events. And when you know how to work with it, you can make your heart's desires really come true. This isn't just pretty conversation. It's not just pretty theory. I will tell you that I have hard and fast scientific evidence that proves how this stuff works. Absolutely proves how this stuff works. And, you know, as a matter of fact, Doug, I have a 45-minute teleseminar that if any of your folks want, they can download and they can listen to, that talk about the extraordinary power of the mind or imagination to help bring your vision to life. Now, it's not just sitting, closing your eyes and saying, I'm going to focus on this, and poof, it's going to appear. It's doing real self-discovery, understanding what's important to you, finding the things that are holding you back, and then begin to focus constantly, consistently, and relentlessly on that thing that really feeds your heart. And the reason that I say feeds your heart is because when you can tap into it emotionally, when you can tap your feeling self into it, your feelings can be as creative as your thought process and your imagery. That's just a little quick synopsis.
Well, great.
Synopsis.
Well, after the show, we'll have to get
days.
That link for everybody. We'll get it out to our listeners. I appreciate that. I'm sure they will, too, because I think frequently people have trouble, as you say, with the vision aspects of things, of the imagination. You know, as you actually touched on, people think if you just kind of sit there and do a quick, you know, there I am on a beach chair in Hawaii, and they do that for 10, 15 seconds a day, it's going to happen. And you know, and I know, it's a whole lot more involved than just that.
You know, that's the truth, but I'm telling you something that it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt to stay focused on what you want, because there are a couple of things that happen. One thing that happens is absolutely you begin to kick those things into action where you will apply the action steps to get yourself there. No doubt there is action applied. But there is also a place where when you can focus on something, when you can believe you can have what you want and you can tap into it emotionally, then you begin to put forces at play that will begin to open opportunities and doors, so those things will begin to be drawn to you. It's not pretty conversation. It's not woo-woo. Like I said, there's hard and fast scientific evidence.
Sure. And that emotion aspect, as you say, is just so key. And I think a lot of people that I talk to and work with, often that's the aspect that is one of the missing keys in the puzzle.
The emotional piece?
Yeah.
Or, you know, I think that's one missing piece. You know what another missing piece is? Doug, I find a lot, belief. Because folks will say, yeah, I'm going to do this. And they'll step out and they'll say to you, I'm going to do this and I'm going to become this and I'm going to make this happen. But in the back of their mind, back in their subconscious mind somewhere, they're going, yeah, like this ever happens for me. And that kind of stuff stops the creative process. And see, you can't play pretend at belief. And what you can do is if you don't have that belief in yourself or that belief in something the way you want, there are actually things that you can do to build belief, because that belief component is absolutely vital to getting the stuff to kick into place. You know what's interesting about that thought, Doug, is that once you start to play around with this thing called conscious creation, or the ability to begin to manifest the things that you want and really see that you have the extraordinary power to do that, is you might create some little thing, and then in the back of your mind you'll go, wow, this kind of really does work this way, and you'll build belief a little bit. And so the more you stay focused on those things that you want, and the more that you work for those things that you want with the power of persistence and never giving up, and you see those things manifest, as that belief builds, more things will begin to manifest for you. You know, what's interesting is I have, as you know, I've studied this stuff for 35 years, and I have been implementing it hard and fast in a structured way for over 20 years, and teaching it for close to 15, and teaching other folks how to do this. And I have gotten to the place where I have learned to stay so focused on those things that are important to me that things will appear sometimes immediately, as simple as right before the radio show, I was talking to my assistant, and I said, here's a person I haven't spoken to in a really long time. I really need to connect with him, and I want to connect with him on this movie project. Make sure Monday we talk to him. It wasn't 10 minutes later where he had sent me an email in my inbox. There's no mistaking that stuff. None. Absolutely none. And the more clear, clean, precise you can get on your thought process, the more that you will see people, situations, opportunities showing up almost like magic.
Great, great. Hey, I got one question for you, Candy. I have to ask. We ask this for everybody who has been on our show from day one. I am a big believer in the power of reading. I think most people don't read enough and watch too much TV and do all kinds of things. And I really think there's an awful lot of the answers everybody's looking for out there that's available in a Candy G book or somebody's book out there. So we always ask our guests, so here we go. Candy G, what is your all-time favorite book?
I think I'm going to have to tell you, because I'm very spiritually based, I'm going to tell you that my all-time favorite book is the Bible. And I became the Christian that I am today much later in life. And so there's a lot of that book that I continue to explore today that I haven't explored in the past. And it's pretty darn exciting to me, because there's so much that shows back up to me and my own learning and understanding. But speaking to me, I am a true Gemini, and what that means is it's hard for me to single in on one thing, you know, because I'm so all over the place. So I don't know that beyond that I can say all-time favorite book other than what I'm currently reading now. And I have to say, I appreciate you saying that piece, because I'm an avid reader, and I will tell you that at any given point in time, you will find me reading probably 4 books. How do I read 4 books? The way I do that is usually a couple of them are very technical. I love the science aspect of how thoughts become things. And one that was put together by Dr. Fred Wolf called Mind into Matter, I'm currently reading. I am currently reading Greg Braden. He wrote The Divine Matrix, and there's another one, Power of Prayer, Power Mode of Prayer, Different Modes of Prayer, something like that. It's a book on prayer by Greg Braden that I find absolutely fascinating. I have those 2 books that I'm reading at the given time, this given point in time. I am currently rereading the Dee Wallace's book, Bright Light, that I loved. I will tell you, her book, which just came out this spring, and it's not only the story of her life, and we connect with her because she's an actress, and there's so much that we know about these movies she's done, but she really puts in the practical sense how her thought process caused the successes and the failures that happened for her. That, I screamed through that book in a day and a half, 2 days, and I'm currently rereading that one because I love that book, and I'm currently also reading a book by a gentleman whose name is Jarrett Hewart, who talks about, as a matter of fact, he's going to be my guest on next Monday's show, about how energy is thoughts, and I'm reading his book because he's going to be on my show on Monday, and he also co-authored a book with Dee Wallace. And so, like I said, usually at any given point in time, I will have several books going. Hey, that music's up upon us pretty quick again, Doug. So let's go take another break and let my advertiser speak for a minute or two, and we'll be right back.
AmeriJet is the only all-cargo carrier offering online shipping to more destinations throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Book and pay for all your shipments online and receive an instant discount. AmeriJet website provides free quotes and online tracking to all its customers. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website, amerijet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Candy G, we look good, though. Candy G.
Doug Evans. And currently, Doug Evans is currently interviewing me on his show. Wait a second. He's on my show. Wait.
Yeah, one of us is on somebody's show.
I think so. Oh, so fun, yeah. So fun. So that's just a little bit about some of the books, but I'm an avid reader, and I've read beyond hundreds. So.
Well, good, and I'm an avid reader. I always have four or five books going to, and I'm going to go back to a quote I heard way back, and that's the answer to that question to many people, Candy, initially is the Bible. And Charlie Tremendous Jones, many years ago when he was still with us, said at one time that would always be his answer for his favorite book, but he considered that the Word of God and not a book. And I think there's an awful lot of truth in that, and that way we get a little more variety in our answers, because that definitely is a very common answer of my guest.
I hear you. You know, I hear you. And I refer to it that way as my favorite book, you know, because the words are on a page. But you're right. It is the Word of God. And for me.
Yeah. All right. Well, tell you what, on my end at least, my show is kind of winding down. And I want to get to something very important. And I want to give you the opportunity to let the listeners know. I know that you have a newer program, and it's your Vision for Life program that you have. And I think you call it I Vision My Life. Why don't you touch on that real quickly, kind of give everybody a little sneak preview of what that's all about, and we'll go from there.
You know, I appreciate you asking me that, because of all the extraordinary things that I've done, beyond raising my daughter and marrying the love of my life and creating the amazing family that I have, and beyond my personal relationship with my God and my Maker, one of the most amazing things that's been created through all of this work that I do is this upcoming program. And it's a membership program, and it's called I Vision My Life. And this was born out of so many folks coming to me and saying, I want what you've got. I see what you're doing. How do I get this information? Will you coach me? How can I tap into what you're doing? And a lot of folks are out there wanting this information, but something beyond, Doug, just reading a book, because it's about, I believe, personally, it's about systems, because it's about, in many ways, rewriting subconscious mind, and how is it that we can uncover what wasn't working for us, and how can we begin to put those things into place so that we can create real happiness and joy and abundance and all those things that we want. And so with that request from many, many, many folks, I went looking for a way to deliver my information where it wasn't just a teleseminar or a webinar, but how can I create something that's interactive, that people feel like they're being coached, that they can get what they need, in addition to the extraordinary follow-up systems that we have in place, and how can we make it affordable? And with that being said, I couldn't be more proud of what's about to hit the marketplace in a few weeks. We're putting final touches on it, and then we're going to go into testing for a week or two, and that it will hit the marketplace. But it is a membership site that has so many, many, many components. And the idea behind all of these different components is so that folks can tap in multiple ways, but also get the support that they need, like they do with having a coach. Do you know, statistics say that 90% of folks that have created real success in their lives have had some kind of a coach or a member. And so some of the things that we're going to be doing is we've got some things that you'll be familiar with is we've got, you know, weekly training calls. We've got guest coaches. We've got coaching with me. We've got tele-networking so folks can showcase their businesses. We've got access to community forums where you can interact. We've got daily emails to keep folks on track. We've got daily inspirational messages. Unlimited email coaching right to my office, where most of the coaching will come by me personally. If not, somebody, if it gets too overwhelming for me, folks, coaches that have been trained hands-on by me Discounts on advertising in Nothing But Good News magazine, on Nothing But Good News radio, discounts on Candy G live events. We've set up a system so that as you progress through the work, you can earn, not buy, but earn one-on-one time with myself or a certified vision coach. And I'm always going to do this myself as time permits. And then we've got this very unique component, which is the I Vision My Life storyboard system, where you can learn all of the dynamics that I've been talking about, why it's important to have a vision, how to have something that connects to your desire nature. What is your desire nature? How do you find it? How do you get it? What do you do with it? Get all the information. And once you work through all of this information, you can go to the online storyboard and you can create something that is visual, has music, because the musical component will tap into that emotional piece, which is so important. You can have text vision statements. We'll teach you what they are, why they're important, how to put them together. And as you create your online storyboard for your life, you can take that storyboard, you can convert it into your own little movie. You can take that movie and you can upload it to your mobile phone. Once it's uploaded, we will send you alerts every single day on your phone, text alerts to remind you to look at it. In addition to that, there are built-in ways to track your vision, how many days you've been working on it, what to get it done. All of these things that are designed, Doug, to keep you focused on those things that you want, because it is the focus that's going to help get you there and build belief. And all of this we're doing for less than $20 a month.
Wow, that's a great program. That's a great program, no doubt about it, and definitely affordable. So I applaud you for that.
Thank you. I have a lot of folks that are out there in this industry that have been working here for a long time. You know, a lot of folks have said, you're crazy. What are you doing? Do you know what you could charge for what you have? You could put people together for a week and charge $10,000 or $20,000. You know, but that's not what I want. I want something that's going to make a difference in the lives of others. Oh, that music again. It's going quick. One last commercial break and we'll be right back. All right?
All right.
Are you looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all-cargo flights and provides service to all Caribbean island and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website at amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio, and this is your host, Candy G, along with Doug Evans. And Doug is actually interviewing me on my own show. No, he's interviewing me on his show. Oh, but we're on my show. Oh, I'm still confused. You know, Doug, before we went to commercial break, and I so appreciate you ask about my iVision My Life membership program. And I want folks to know is that they can go to iVisionMyLife.com, and they can sign up. There's a waiting list for the launch date. You just put your name in, and we'll just send you an email saying, hey, it's launched. But you can bounce around and take a look at memberships, testimonials. All of these testimonials are tried and true testimonials. I have thousands. The benefits. But if folks go to the About page, that is the second tab on the website, there is a 20-minute video where I actually walk folks through and get them to understand how our thoughts really do become things and the science behind it.
Well, great, and I saw that video. You did an excellent job. It was top-notch, no doubt about it. But, Candy, from our end on Missing Power Radio here, all the way up in the Detroit area, we are running out of time. But I don't want to let you go quite yet until we find out if you have any final words of wisdom or any final thoughts you might want to share with our listeners today.
What I want folks to know is consider the possibility that if life isn't working the way that you want right now, the possibility that you do have the power to change it. And the other piece is not only is that piece true, but if life is working and it's all right, but you just want to enhance it, you have the power to do that as well. And so your thoughts really do hold extraordinary power. So I say pay attention to what you're thinking about and just remember to begin to focus on what it is that you truly want and know that that's a real possibility for you.
Super, super. Well, Candy, I'm not sure if you were on my show or I was on your show, but it was a lot of fun today. We'll have to do it again down the road sometime, but I do appreciate you sharing all this great information with my listeners today.
All right, my pleasure, Doug.
All right. Well, you take care, and we will talk to you real soon. And best of luck with your new program.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
How much fun was that?
All right, everybody. That was Candy G. A bunch of great information about the power of vision. I hope you all appreciated it. I'm sure you all put some notes together that are going to help you as you move forward. And Candy's a good friend and just a real dynamic personality. But with that, we're almost out of time. In fact, we've actually ran over a little bit today, but I appreciate you all stopping by. I appreciate Candy G's input. I appreciate you sticking around. But with that, it's now time to say goodbye. Until next week, I encourage you all to stop by my website, www.discoveryourmissingpower.com, for more information about our coaching program, as well as my speaking schedule, and indeed, to sign up for our free newsletter if you are not already on our list. With that, I'm Doug Evans, and this is Missing Power Blog Talk Radio. I thank you once again for stopping by today, and may God bless you all, and goodbye.
So that was a lot of fun. And like I said, I'm not quite sure if I was on Doug's show or if he was on mine. But how fun was that? And we thought, let's see what we can do about just combining things and seeing what we can get done. And so if you're interested in finding out more about Doug Evans, you can always email me, Candy G, K-A-N-D-E-E-G, at CandyG.com. I was talking earlier, so it's going to be you and me to the end of the show. We got about 4 or 5 minutes here. And I was talking earlier about the extraordinary, extraordinary power of imagination. And as I said earlier, is that one can imagine a sound, a taste, a smell, a physical sensation, a feeling, or an emotion. And for some people, it's easier to see mental pictures, while others find it easier to imagine a feeling. Now, training of the imagination gives the ability to combine all of the senses. The development of the imagination and creative expression is a great tool for recreating and remodeling your world and your life. It is absolutely the most amazing tool. And it is a great power that can change anything that you want it to. I mentioned earlier today that it can be the creator of circumstances and events. And when you know how to work with it, you can make your heart's desires absolutely, absolutely come true. Imagination is a creative power that's necessary for inventing something new, creating a new recipe, painting a picture, writing a book, you know, tapping into anything that you want to do can tap into that extraordinary creative power. The creative power of imagination has a vastly important role in the achievement of many, many things. Now, what we imagine, and I also spoke about this earlier, the vital importance of faith and belief. Yes, seeing it in your mind, but also having the faith and the belief that that can come into being. And one of the ways that we do that is with the amazing power of visualization. What does that mean? Sitting down and in your mind's eye, visualizing that object or that situation, repeating it often, repeating this mental image can actually attract the object or the situation into our lives, or simply open us up for new opportunities. And when you can understand how to use your imagination correctly, when you put this knowledge into practice, it will put you on the path of success and happiness. Now, Albert Einstein, he understood this so well, and what he said is that imagination is more important than knowledge. Yes, that's what Albert Einstein says, and he's a pretty smart guy. Imagination is more important than knowledge. The key to turning imagination into reality is acting as if the imagined scene was accomplished. I'm such a master at doing this, as if I know what it is to be. I'll sit down and imagine it in my mind's eye. I can feel it with all of the sense vividness of reality. Event, it's in your mind. So instead of pretending it's a scene from the future, you already see it, experiencing it right now. You know, what's interesting is the great masters have told us that believe as you see in your mind's eye, that's what you become. I know this is true because I live by these laws and these principles and these beliefs. And sure enough, those are the things that have shown up for me. And by using the amazing power of imagination, expression, you can attain life's magic. So make the commitment to empower your imagination and your creativity in a positive and a productive way. Use the power of your imagination. Use it as a communication tool with the creative universe. Yes, there is such a thing as the creative universe. There's a place that we can tap ourselves into this thing called the creative universe to help us create the things that you want. Remember, what you focus on, you create all the time. If you are constantly watching news that telling us things aren't working, guess what? You're going to get more things that aren't working. Remember to always use imagination and express yourself wisely. Create a powerful image of what you want things to look like. And then I would encourage you to get stuck in those power pictures of an incredibly dynamic future. If you're not sure what to do, hey, tap into the stuff I'm doing. I will tell you that if you go to ivisionmylife.com and just sign up for the waiting list, I'll let you know when we're going to launch, but take a look. Through the membership program, ivisionmylife.com, you will have a way to be able to tap into everything that I know so you can create the life you want. Hey, I know you enjoyed this hour. I sure did. It was really fun. So what I want you to know is I'm glad you were here with me. Be back here on Monday as I interview Jared Hewitt. And we're going to talk about energy and creation, which is exciting. So you know what I want you to do? Get on out.